This is Janelle Yates, Senior Editor of OBG Management. At the latest PAGS Symposium, otherwise known as the Pelvic Anatomy and Gynecologic Surgery Meeting, held at the Bellagio Hotel in Las Vegas in December 2012, one critical focus was cost. To underscore its importance, Dr. Barbara Levy delivered a keynote address on the economics of surgical gynecology, in which she described the current payment environment, the changes in payment policy in play, and the need for gynecologists to take an active role in defining and promoting best practices in gynecology. Dr. Levy is Vice President of Health Policy at ACOG and a long-term member of the OBG Management Board of Editors. Prior to assuming the post at ACOG, Dr. Levy was in private practice in Washington State, where she also served as the medical director of the Women's Health and Breast Center and the medical director of Women's and Children's Services for the Franciscan Health System in Tacoma. She is the current chair of the American Medical Association's RVS Update Committee. After Dr. Levy's keynote address, we surveyed attendees about her comments and the issue of cost in general as it relates to their practices. Although a few physicians said cost wasn't a pressing issue in their professional lives, most confirmed that it was and that it is reaching crisis proportions. Take Dr. Gary Bostrom of Roseville, California, who has been in practice for 36 years. Dr. Bostrom remarked on the shift in the economic environment over those years, which he said has changed.
Tremendously, dramatically. You know, it was, fee-for-service, you pretty much got what you billed, and it's gone through a tremendous change in structure from when I first started out to through the managed care era, and now in the last few years, there's been significant ratcheting back on reimbursements that were noticeable.
And he doesn't expect things to improve anytime soon.
It's going to get worse, and we're going to get certainly much less reimbursement. It's going to go to the bundled payment model eventually, where hospitals and physicians will be dividing the pie together, which should be a very interesting dynamic. So it's going to be much more important for physicians to be partners with the hospitals, as opposed to not necessarily rivals, but independent functioning. I think they're going to have to function together. It'll be a tremendously different dynamic.
Dr. Richard Robinson of Atlanta felt that although Dr. Levy's keynote address touched on many issues relevant to his experience as a physician, one big problem was overlooked.
The challenge of her comments are, while it's addressing us bettering ourselves, it feels that we're doing it in the vacuum of what's going on around us with industry. Insurance companies are not bring those same standards to what they're trying to accomplish. So I feel it's obviously a good thing to improve what we're trying to accomplish and looking at our results, but it feels that while we're policing ourselves better, the rest of the medical community is not applying that, and we're approximately 18% of the cost of health care. That other 82% is going more unchecked than we are.
Dr. Robinson, who has been in practice for 22 years, said he has seen many changes over that time span.
It's been incredible. Certainly when I look at my hysterectomy reimbursement being a fourth of what it used to be, not a fourth less, but a fourth, where it's gone from $3,000 to $3,500 down to $700 or $800, it's challenging to see us having more limitations and restrictions and monitoring, and don't feel that that's quite being applied to the rest of the healthcare problem that everyone's trying to address.
Dr. Timothy Hall noted that economic pressures have been so severe in his own experience that he has been motivated to change jobs because of his hospital's response, or lack of it.
They've paid a lot of attention to other specialties, but they kind of put us on the back burner, and I've try to work with them and say, look, I need this, we want to compete with the robot, we need the flex tip camera, and they just pretty much, they really didn't care. So I put my CV out there, and I had 4 interviews in a week, and I took another position. I'll probably make $200,000 more a year by moving.
In early February, Dr. Hall will be moving from North Carolina to Chicago. Dr. Todd Slater of Cincinnati, Ohio, says economic pressures play a major role in his practice.
Hospitals chronically pushing for more volume as far as how quickly you see people, who you operate on, who you don't, costs in the operating room. So, yeah, you think about it a lot more than you did years ago. Yeah.
Dr. Slater believes that physicians have much more power than many people realize.
I think they better be careful, though, not have anybody doing this. Is what I think. Because I know everyone my age and above, is they keep cutting what they're reimbursing, is let's quit doing it. And then accessibility. I practice in rural America. Accessibility for care for those people is just going to go in the toilet. Yeah. I mean, we're not going to work for free. Yeah, I mean, they need to be careful. Yeah, or the quality of people they have doing it is just going to go in the toilet. I mean, why would anybody spend, you know, 12 years of their life learning how to do something to get paid what the truck driver gets paid? Ain't gonna happen. And the thing even Dr. Levy doesn't have a handle on is we still hold the Trump card. I mean, all we have to do is say we're not doing it. And if we band together, you've got the ace. Yeah. And somebody needs to come out and start saying that. Is, you know, they can tell us to do this or do that, but if we tell them we're just not doing it, what choice do they have?